This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Moderna says its COVID-19 vaccine strongly protects children as young as 12. That could make the Moderna vaccine the second option for children in that age group. Moderna will submit data to the FDA early next month. Earlier this month, the U.S. approved Pfizer's vaccine for children as young as 12. On this one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death, a Floyd family attorney says he hopes President Biden will renew his support for policing reform named for George Floyd. It would ban chokeholds and no-knock police raids, among other things. The Floyd family will meet with the president today at the White House.
This afternoon, they'll be in the Oval Office for what spokeswoman Jen Psaki says will be a private meeting with the president.
He has a genuine relationship with them, and the courage and grace of this family, and especially his daughter Gianna, has really stuck with the president.
Psaki says the president hoped bipartisan congressional negotiators would have finished a policing overhaul bill named after Floyd by today, but he's encouraged that they're making progress. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The tense truce between Israel and Hamas is holding. This morning, Secretary of State Tony Blinken arrived in Israel and met with Prime Minister Netanyahu, after which he said those involved in the conflict have to address the underlying issues that are fueling it.
And that begins with tackling the grave humanitarian situation in Gaza and starting to rebuild. The United States will work to rally international support around that effort while also making our own significant contributions.
Secretary Blinken will meet with the Palestinians too, but not Hamas. European airlines are avoiding Belarus after the European Union urged them to do that. On Sunday, Belarus forced down a Ryanair jetliner so it could arrest an opposition journalist. This is AP News. Our Margie Zarletto with the latest on Stephen Colbert.
CBS says The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will bring back live audiences next month. Stephen Colbert will do his show before a live audience at New York's Ed Sullivan Theater starting June 14th. Audience members will be required to show proof of COVID-19 vaccinations. Face masks will be optional. The staff and crew of the show will be tested and monitored regularly for symptoms. Colbert has done 205 episodes with no audience since the coronavirus outbreak last year. He says he looks forward to doing the show for an audience he can smell and touch. I'm Margie Zarletta.
They've opened an almost $2 billion concourse at Los Angeles International Airport. It'll serve both international and domestic flights. Touchscreen kiosks and, listen to this, it's got two nursing rooms, three play areas for children, and a relief area for service animals. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.